Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is a question from Mike Shope, our WGR Sports Radio 550 afternoon drive host. He's a schedule nerd like I am. And he said, please ask Mike, what is most important week 18 to you, or what's not important to find that last game, that final primetime game? Is it winning in? Is it for a division? We've seen different scenarios play out over the last few years and how you've chosen it.
Yeah, what's most important for me, selfishly, is flexibility. I want to make sure going into week 18, if we can, that literally all 16 games are free agents. We don't owe anybody anything. We've paid all our dues, paid all our debts. We've met all our, you know, contractual minimums to all of our broadcast partners. We've done right by all our teams. So that when we get to week 18, literally every single game could be used in any single window, because you want to be strategic about those two Saturday games. Right. You want games that have playoff implications, but don't suddenly render a bunch of other games meaningless. You don't want the clinch games on Saturday, because now everybody who was scoreboard watching realized, oh, man, I'm out of it now. Like, you want it the other way. You want the guy playing just to stay alive. So find that, you know, 8, 9, 10 seed that needs to win and then get help. That sounds like a Saturday game, or somebody in the chase position for a division. Hey, I got to win, and then I got to root for that guy I'm chasing to lose. So I got everything to play for, and then he's got everything to play for tomorrow. Like, you're looking for the Saturday games, kind of like the appetizer, kind of like the amuse-bouche, like a little something to whet everybody's appetite. These guys are still playing for something, but they haven't rendered anybody else meaningless. Then you get to Sunday, and if you can, you want to cascade the whole day, one into the other. The games that are dependent on each other, put them right next to each other. The teams that have to win and then wait for help, play them early, so that by the time we get to that late guy, you know, everybody's watching. And then to your question, game 272, it's got to be something that's bulletproof. It's got to be something that can't be rendered meaningless by the results earlier in the day or earlier in the weekend. So, yeah, that winning in, slam dunk, no matter what, we know that team, or hopefully those two teams, are playing for everything that night. And if we're lucky, you got both teams playing for something. That Buff Miami game last year, perfect example. Yes. Everybody playing for something. You know, the year before it was Detroit Green Bay, and it was Green Bay playing for everything. And Detroit, by the time they hit the field, knew they were eliminated, but you just knew Coach Campbell wasn't going to lay down. You just knew they were going to play hard. And the fact that they went into Lambeau and won that game and knocked Aaron Rodgers out of the playoffs and knocked him out of Green Bay, really, you know, shows you that's the beauty, that's the benefit of those division games in week 18. Nobody lays down. Nobody takes the day off. Everybody plays hard. And if you can't make the playoffs, the next best thing to salvage your season is to knock your division opponent out of the playoffs. So loving all those division games. In a perfect world, everybody, you know, eligible for every window, total free agency that whole weekend, all 16 games deployed in any window on any network. And then, you know, got to get a little lucky, got to have a lot of teams still in playoff contention, a lot of playoff implications still to be decided, and then try to sequence them in the right way. So to your point earlier, there's always a story. There's a story in every window. There's something every window that fans are going to care about.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.